This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, most of the state received substantial rainfall, with some areas experiencing localized flooding. At this point, no major crop damage has been reported, but producers are concerned about how the tall corn stalks will hold up and lodging in soybeans, according to this week's Illinois Crop Report. Statewide, the average temp was 77 degrees, and that was about 4 degrees above normal. Precip averaged about 1 6/10 of an inch, and that was about 7/10 of an inch above normal. There were about 5 days that allowed field work during the week ending on August 14th. Topsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 8% short, 74% adequate, and 17% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 7% short, 83% adequate, and 9% surplus. Corn dough was at 79% compared to 77% for the 5-year average, and corn dented jumped to 25% compared to 32% last year. Corn condition rated 1% very poor, 2% poor, 13% fair, 58% good, and 26% excellent. Soybeans blooming was at 95% compared to 93% last year. Soybean setting pods moved to 81%. Soybean condition rated 1% very poor, 3% poor, 16% fair, 59% good, and 21% excellent. And despite the large amounts of rain we've seen in some areas, Heath Houck, who farms near Irving and Witt, says the rain, as of Monday afternoon, has been a blessing for his fields.
Everything really looking pretty good at this point. The last time I talked to you, I believe it was pretty much the opposite story. We were really, really dry at that point, kind of almost starting to think of 2012 at that point. And then since the 4th of July, we've had more than adequate rainfall, probably averaged close to an inch a week since then. We're sitting pretty good. This morning there, when I left the farm a while ago before I came down to St. Louis to load a grain, we'd had about roughly about 2 inches overnight and this morning. So we didn't quite see as much rain as they were kind of predicting, which I know the day's not over yet. We live in this great state of Illinois, and you never know what's going to happen. But really, things look pretty good. I checked some cornfields the other day, and it's kind of one of those things. It's hard to hard to say until the combine rolls. The crop of what I looked at looks pretty good. The corn, I would say, in my opinion, we're probably going to be at an average crop to above average, slightly above average. I'm always pretty conservative with what I look at there. I don't want to get your hopes up too high, but apparently the USDA believes we are going to have a ginormous crop. So.
Yes, and, you know, I want to talk about this rain we're seeing. It's the middle of August. This is out of the ordinary. So, in your opinion, has this been a benefit to the crop? Are we having too much rain, or what are your thoughts?
Absolutely a benefit for us. We had some corn that was planted in April, and then we had to replant quite a bit of corn in May. So we've got a lot of corn right now that is filling. It's in the grain fill period now. So water's going to be good there. And then our beans were later. We planted most of our beans the middle of June. So we were needing some August rain to get those, you know, to get them going. The beans, you know, we were needing a couple more rains to go ahead and finish those out. And, you know, with this rain especially, and maybe one more, things are going to be looking really good. And, you know, we'll just leave that up to the man upstairs and let him take care of it the way he wants to. So.
Well, good to hear that the rain has been a help instead of hurting the crops. What are your plans for the rest of the week and going into the rest of the summer? What are you guys going to be working on?
We've got right now, basically, we're finishing out, cleaning out bins, getting ready for harvest, getting bins ready, go ahead and getting the combine out, getting things ready, getting oil changed, those type of things. We, this past week at the end of, on Friday, we went ahead and put some fungicide and insecticide on the beans. We're kind of testing around with that a little bit to see if we get any yield boost from applying fungicide and an insecticide right there at around that R2, R3 stage, right before pod set, see if we can't get a little bit of a boost there. So there's a lot of things going on. It's just trying to get them all done, and we keep saying we're going to get it done in the summer, and summer is almost gone here already. So
it is, and do you have an estimated start date for harvest? I know you probably have an ideal time that you'd like to start, but from the way things look now, when do you think you'll be in the fields?
I would kind of, my tentative plan right now is if things kind of go the way they are, I would say anywhere from that 10th of September to the 15th of September. There's going to be some guys out there sooner than that, but I think I still think we're about 30 days out yet. Some of the corn that I looked at last week was in the hard dent stage, so I figured it at about 50 to 55%. And if the corn would dry about a point a day, that you're looking at about a month. And that's fine. We've got a lot of things to do before we get there, and we'll be ready, and hopefully we'll have a good crop, and hopefully maybe that price will rebound a little bit so we can be happy all around.
Thanks again to Heath Houck of Montgomery County for that local update. In other news, the EPA and several state agencies have gotten reports about crop damage that appears to be related to the use of herbicides containing dicamba. Extension experts in several states across the country believe that the illegal use of dicamba products on adjacent or nearby fields containing dicamba-resistant cotton and soybean crops is what caused the damage. The EPA has not registered any dicamba herbicides for use at planting or over the top of growing plants like soybeans or cotton, including those plants that are modified to resist dicamba. That means any dicamba application during the growing season is against the law. Use on cotton and soybean fields are restricted to pre-plant or post-harvest burndown applications only. Missouri has fielded over 100 complaints about dicamba misuse, and estimates are that more than 42,000 acres of crops have been infected. Other complaints have shown up in Arkansas, Alabama, Illinois, Kentucky, Minnesota, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Texas. Well, today is Ag Day at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, and there are lots of events on the agenda. Livestock shows and the Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Agri-Quiz Bowl contest that's all happening this morning. Harness racing starts at noon in the grandstand, and of course the ag tours are happening at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and those depart from the ag tent that's found in the middle of the fairgrounds. And one of the most popular events of the day will be the Governor's Sale of Champions. That's happening at 4 p.m. in the Coliseum. And a big congratulations is due to Lane Renderer from Madison County for showing the grand champion Land of Lincoln Barrow. And that barrow will be sold this afternoon at the Sale of Champions at 4 o'clock. And another event happening tonight is the ITPA Truck and Tractor Pulls in the arena. And those start at 7:30. And I'll be heading up to the fair later on this morning to be doing some updates and interviews. So make sure you stay tuned for some updates from Springfield. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.